Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Rosa Corey, a firebrand, great research author, is going to be joining us in the next segment. Give us an update on Agenda 21 and the latest info there. I haven't even gotten into all the news. I'll intersperse it in this hour and the next. Pastor Steve and Anderson is going to be joining us in studio as well with a new film we're going to be talking about. I haven't even gotten into all the other news yet. I mean, just look at this financial news. It's just amazing. Another Harvard study finally getting attention out of the Huffington Post. I thought it's a conspiracy theory, Huffington Post. Harvard study confirms fluoride reduces children's IQ massively, reviewing more than 27 other studies by governments and major universities. Reduces IQ, increases cancer. And, of course, that's just sodium fluoride. When they put in the hydrofluorosilicic acid, of course, Paul Ehrlich and the White House science czar, John V. Holdren, I mean, they talked about that. It's an adjuvant to accelerate all the other soft kills. The bisphenol A's accelerates those, turbocharges them. The aluminum dioxides they're spraying on us, all the other goods, all the other goody goods. And then, of course, the globalists all religiously like the plague on record. The Chinese elite, the U.S. elite, European elite, they all literally obsess on purified water organics religiously. But they want you to have it because they care about you and your family. They're good people. Now, I started plugging this, but 10 seconds is not enough to plug it. If you go to InfoWarsStore.com and you go to the bumper sticker area, you'll see it says free stickers. You can also buy them at cost, like $4.99 for 50 stickers. But if you want to get them totally free, no shipping, no money, zero, 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 zero. Might be one-tenth of a cent the amount of computer energy you use, electricity, while you're on the website. So I guess it may cost you about, one-tenth of a penny. But that's your own money, your electricity bill. So I guess I lied. It's not totally free. But I'm not charging you anything. If you want to start splitting hairs, how many angels can dance on the head of a possum, all of this type of stuff, how many chimpanzees can dance on the head of a pen, I've made that term famous now. You can go there, and we've got, six or seven new bumper stickers that are also available for sale. But you can get these for free, 50 of them. But you've got to copy the pledge and send it back to our email for our liability. Because I already have homemade stickers where L.A. sends me a bill saying someone stuck a homemade sticker up. If somebody sticks an Obama sticker up in L.A., do they send me a $100 bill saying they'll arrest me? Of course, obviously, I'm not going to pay it. It's made up. It's not even one of our stickers. Everybody gets to sell bumper stickers to put on people's cars. It's not my fault if somebody buys a can of Coca-Cola and goes and throws it at somebody. Are you going to blame the Coca-Cola company? I mean, again, that's an example of what we're talking about here. So, but you have to just be over the top. Wherever you want it sent, you just send the email back with the attached PDF pledging to put it on your own property or to give it to others who want to put it on their property. And it's 50 stickers. That's easy to give out. It's a great conversation piece. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, I put it on YouTube last night. We can give out about 3,000 groups of 50. As of this morning, about 1,600 had already been given out. So by the time I plug this, everyone's going to rush in there. So that doesn't mean everybody's going to get them free. We'll probably pull the offer by the end of the show. But you are in danger, InfoWars.com. That'll get people talking. It's a great conversation. There are so many great new stickers. And again, we kept back. We got 150,000 printed, another 30,000 of the same stickers for sale at cost. You pay the shipping and $4.99 or $4.95 for 50. And that is the cost. I had them break it down. That is the cost. Bumper stickers at cost for those that want to help us do more. And if we get donations and we get financial support and the money comes in, I'll start doing this every month. Costs us like $20,000+, I think, to get the stickers and ship them. I think Weldon said $30,000. But the point is, it'll reach tens of millions conservatively as part of Operation Paul Revere.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches. All in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
My name is Stephen Huer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Friday, the first day of February 2013, and we're going to be going to a very special guest, the author of Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, Rosa Corey, a book we sell at the InfoWarsStore.com, online book, video, / Patriot bookstore. Very important to get that book and get that out to county commissioners, sheriffs, police, city planners, because most people are following Agenda 21. They just don't know because they're compartmentalized. This is basically the red pill with a green cover. Okay, the green red pill. Now, before we go to her, this is the type of news that I have here in front of me, and this is all up at prisonplanet.com and infowars.com. This is now every day. I've never seen the magnitude of huge invasions practicing taking over government buildings, universities, facilities, public schools. They're now saying the Army will respond to, quote, domestic terrorism, and they're calling terrorism, quote, gun crime. The whole Homeland Security system officially to go after gun owners. This is a way to purge people. And speaking of that, also up at InfoWars.com, and this is in the local news, decorated combat veteran arrested, charged with 5 felonies for possession of an AR magazine. Those are now illegal in New York State. And it turns out his family's just now speaking out. This happened before it was even officially implemented. They don't care. And it said a routine vehicle check. They have checkpoints all over New York now, folks. They now have them in Texas. They're gun checkpoints. They call them gang checkpoints, vehicle checkpoints. And they know you're a vet. It's in the computers. And they're going after you. And again, this it's not every jurisdiction, but some of these jurisdictions have really evil police. They're now hunting the veterans, and that's on record. Department of Homeland Security targets gun collector. And the KRQE piece I want to play later, they're like, well, they caught him by this. And then it goes on to say he hadn't done anything wrong, and then he's a firearms importer of decades, and they claim a serial number might not have been properly on one rifle. And it's a local gun dealer. And they go, well, he might not have filled out all his forms right. And the news acts like he's the – and they have a neighbor woman. You got to see the video at InfoWars.com on the KRQE going, he's just so evil. I mean, oh, my gosh, I saw the guns. I saw them bringing the guns out. I hope something's done about him. I mean, just amazing. So we've got that. Newtown calls for armed school officers. Gun control officials set sights on ammunition and background checks now to take those guns. Teen shot at Atlanta school, but they had an armed police officer there, so it got stopped. So that's the answer. Suspect suicide bombing kills two at U.S. Embassy in Turkey. Well, that's really heating up over there. That's some of the news on that front we're going to be getting into. DHS revamping immigrant welcome material set to include Obamacare. How you don't just get your babies paid for now. Free Obamacare. But citizens have to buy the insurance, and the official IRS website says they may make families buy up to $20,000 a year as the new average within 3 years. This year, premiums are set to double from average of $5,000 to $10,000 per person. Within 3 years, $20,000 per family. Because it's mandated, written by the insurance companies. Oh, my gosh. Unbelievable. That's CNS News. Obamacare to soon cost an average American family $20,000 a year. Natural news story up at InfoWars.com by Mike Adams. Stocks jolted by jobs data. Dow briefly tests 14,000. That's because of dollar devaluation. The real economy is going into free fall. Excuse me. Gas prices heading up again. Yep, now it's time for inflation. 8.5 million Americans left labor force in the last 4 years. 169,000 Americans drop out of labor force in January alone. Yeah, hey, listen, I was realizing I was about to hire some more crew members, but I just realized they're going to force me to get Obamacare. I don't know if I can keep who I've got. Anyways, all part of the Agenda 21 shutting down the economy. You can have a coal power plant, but we're going to bankrupt it. Again, this is the admitted program to bankrupt us because only the insiders are exempt from everything. Now, joining us is a lady that more and more, other than maybe myself or somebody like Glenn Beck, is out there really exposing Agenda 21, something I've been covering for 17 years. And I'm proud of the fact that we forced this out in the open. She wrote the best little book. Because other books out there are like fiction and stuff about this, so really weird. Hers is nonfiction. It's only 168 pages long. Great bibliography at the bottom of each page. Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21. All the information you need to understand what is happening in your town, why it's happening, who's behind it, and what you can do to stop it. Awareness is the first step in resistance. She is a ASA, forensic commercial real estate developer and appraiser, specializing in eminent domain valuation. Her nearly 30 years of experience analyzing land use and property, now it's over 30 years, enabled her to recognize the planning revolution sweeping the nation while fighting to stop huge development projects in her city. She researched the corporate, political, and financial interests behind it and found UN Agenda 21. Rosa speaks across the nation and is a regular blogger on her website, DemocratsAgainstUNAgenda21.com. Now, again, we sell her book at InfoWarsStore.com. My point here is, and we're going to go to her and give her the floor for the first few segments, and I've got some questions, and I want to open the phones up for your questions. We've gone every town around Austin. Austin's a command base of this. Every town's been taken over by it. And what it means is you can't build an office on your house you've owned for 30 years and got 2 acres. Your property taxes are going to go up. Your power prices are going to double. But the selective insiders who get waivers, their power bill gets cut. That's happening in Austin. That's happening in San Francisco. Government has the lowest rate. Next is groups that get certified by the local environmental council, but you can't get certified unless some payoffs get made. This is open criminal mafia. But they act like trendy liberals, so it's a cover. But you go to their meetings, it's the Dallas Cowboys are there locally, you know, retired ones, big bank heads, Republicans. That's why all the Republicans' leadership's behind this. Mitt Romney, you name it. It is bipartisan, global screw job. Now, you can't cut a tree, 10 inches around in Austin, even if it's an invasive cedar. They'll come and fine you. I know one guy got fined something like $50,000 in a week for cutting invasive cedars growing up under his fence at his wrecking yard. It's not even a plant from here. But they can cut down giant, you know, 5 foot around oaks if they want to build something. So that's just the tip of the iceberg. I'll take you now to Rosa Corey joining us via phone because she's on the road. She's traveling the entire U.S. battling them. And she's been very, very effective because on many other issues, you know, she's what you call a liberal, but a real liberal. Someone, you know, who's more like Thomas Jefferson, who wants everybody to have equality and freedom. The system that calls itself liberal, that they are the globalist operatives using that as camouflage. And she joins us now. And we're going to break in 4 minutes, but roll through the basics of what it is. How they're adapting to our counterstrike against them, and some of the biggest criminal actions they're engaged in right now, Rosa Corey.
Hey, Alex. You know, what we're talking about here is the erection of a totalitarian state right in front of us. This is what globalization is. It's the standardization of all systems. And so you're seeing it in every possible element, every possible aspect of your life, from healthcare to law enforcement to schools to land use, water use restrictions. This is the way that corporations take over. This is a corporatocracy. So what do corporations want? They want low-wage workers, global markets, standardized systems, and they want to destroy competition. And this is what we're getting here. This is artificial scarcity all over the world, whether you're in the UK or Australia, New Zealand, Canada, the United States, EU, wherever you are. This is the globalization of all systems. And we're experiencing this now because we have a long way to fall in the United States in order to bring us to the same level as developing nations. So when you think about corporatocracy, it's about developing new markets. There's no loyalty to existing markets. So if we collapse into poverty or slightly, you know, below the median for the entire world, that is of no concern to the huge corporations. What they're looking for is to bring up the very low third world nations so that they can buy their goods and work cheaply. This is what we're looking at. This is what we're dealing with here. This is a totalitarian state being erected because they need to control all systems, inventory and control. That's what this is about.
And the cover is it's for the earth, but I've been to the Smart Growth conferences as early as 97. In fact, we have some bombshell video that Mike Hansen has that he needs to upload to his YouTube channel, my camera guy at the time, where they were just admitting it's a takeover. They'd laugh when my camera was off and just go, of course it's a takeover. And I had some really mean Dallas Cowboy guy, forget his name, he's famous, big white guy with long gray hair, just push me out of the way, just like, yeah, you better get out of my way. I mean, they know what they're doing.
Yes, they do know what they're doing. And that's, you know, this is really hard for people to believe. They think, well, you know, this can't be possible. How can this be going on, for instance, in the United States, a totalitarian, dictatorship happening? But this is what it looks like. People are not aware that this is what it looks like. In your town, they're not going to call it Agenda 21. They'll call it sustainable development. They'll call it regional plans. You'll see it as water and land use restrictions.
Smart growth,
wildlands project, Common Core in the schools, that standardization of your schools.
And they'll lie and say, we're going to give you parkland. We're going to take this farmer's land, his 5,000 acres, and not pay him anything. We're just going to take it. Then they turn around and build condos on it that the mayor who takes it, his buddy, builds the houses. I mean, it's just unbelievable.
Yes, this is about about what they're doing is it's a completely unlevel playing field because they're using your taxes to subsidize low-income development and high-density transit-oriented development.
So they can raise the general public's taxes even more. That's what Bloomberg says. Let's talk about that. You're going to live in a 250-square-foot, San Francisco is doing it too, apartment. They're going to raise your taxes in an actuary to force you into that. We'll be right back with the incredible social engineering.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hanselmen can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Way is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hey there, Frank Bates here. Have you heard about the weird device that could wipe out 280 million Americans? This is really scary stuff. Defense experts warn that this odd device poses the greatest threat we've ever known. In fact, just a few weeks ago, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich wrote an op-ed piece for the Washington Post warning about this deadly threat. I can't believe that more people aren't talking about this. It may be because the liberals and the government are trying to cover it up. That's why my friend just created a free video at WeirdDevice.com that exposes this threat and blows the doors off the conspiracy. Go watch the shocking video at WeirdDevice.com right now to discover exactly what it is, plus discover the number one way you and your family can survive this deadly attack. I'm not sure how long this video will be online, so go to WeirdDevice.com before it's gone forever. Again, that's WeirdDevice.com.
Like an angel,
walk like an angel,
talk like an angel.
But I got wise.
The
UN's the devil.
You're the devil.
And who set it up? The robber barons, the Rockefellers.
Devil in disguise.
All right, Rose. Rosa Corey is one of these guests where I just find it so hard to shut up because everything she's saying is true. Everything she talks about gives me flashbacks of 16 years, 17 on air. But listeners were like, have you seen these UN documents? Have you seen the Rio meeting 4 or 5 years ago? This is in 1996 or so, 1997, because they just had the Rio meeting in 2000, in 1992. And so I've been on this forever, and then I know how criminal it is. I'm not up here with rhetoric, okay, calling them criminals. It's diabolical mafia takeover through zoning, through government, all selectively enforced. Let's go back now to Rosa Corey. Rosa, we were getting into these new compact coffin apartments. Continue. This is a short segment breaking down what we're facing.
Great. Well, you know, this stuff sounds great. If it didn't sound so good, we wouldn't be falling for it. I mean, who doesn't want walkable, bikeable transit neighborhoods, you know? It sounds so great. But smart growth is the hardscape for your future poverty. It is for a failed economy and a loss of private property that they're designing these small apartments stacked in the center of your town so that you supposedly don't need a vehicle, but the fact is that you will only be able to go where that train line that may or may not exist goes. And the idea is that you will be restricted to city centers, mega regions, mega cities, and you will not be able to get out into the rural and suburban areas. This plan is about bringing people out of rural and suburban areas into city centers where they can be more easily controlled, monitored, and surveilled. That is what this is about. More eyes on the street. Community-oriented policing is Department of Justice. This is about creating more crime, calling it community crime, and then being able to jail more people. Those prisons are public-private partnerships. So this is what we're looking at, is a combination of nonprofits, corporations, and government. This is how government has taken over.
And again, right here where I live in Austin, they now have TSA checkpoints downtown and at the train, and they admit you're not going to have the money to have a car. You're going to be on a bike or in these compact cities, and guess what they're doing out in Elgin and other areas? They're going to use federal taxpayer money to build 10-story high-rises in the country, make everybody move into them, and they say they'll then be a factory off the back like China.
Yes, it's the Chinese model. That's exactly what it is.
With the suicide nets, I guess.
And you know, the Walton Family Foundation, the Ford Foundation, the Rockefeller Foundation, many huge foundations are funding nonprofits that then pressure your government and partner with corporations to make this happen. This is what it's about, but we have power. The people have power, and we can stop it, but we need to work together.
And by the way, for those that don't know, the globalists all brag, China is the model. And it's an anti-human system, not meant to build up a civilization, meant to destroy it to reduce population. It's not that, oh, there's horrible labor in China before they get built up like our Industrial Revolution 150 years ago. The globalists didn't get to fully take over. The robber barons got beaten back in the 20s and 30s and 40s and 50s. This is their massive counterstrike. This is their move.
Mm-hmm, that's right. You know, this is, if you look at who the large corporations are behind this, some of them, like Siemens and IBM, are a continuation of the Nazi plan. This is exactly what we're looking at. Control, management of information, and restriction on your use of land, water, and minerals, and every aspect of human life is going to be controlled. And it is in the process right now.
And by the way, they talk about once all the robotics is fully in and they have robots fixing the robots, which they're almost done with, a bunch of big tech companies see the ads on CNN bragging, soon robots will fix the robots that fix the robots. They won't put suicide nets up anymore. They'll tell you, go right on up and jump off. We have so little value. And the pig demon, Al Gore, the fake liberal, he's the guy on the board of Apple who's made sure they don't pay people a living wage in China. And, I mean, what a monster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, if you take a look at what the largest job growth, what the largest industry growth is over the next 20 years projected, it's retinal scanning and imaging machines, secure data storage, satellite imaging, and, of course, social networking, so none of your information is private.
It's just incredible, and I think about the Foxconn workers for Apple and just the devastating things they've gone through. I've got an image up for TV viewers of these innocent young people, I mean, total slaves. Mm-hmm. Absolute total slaves. And look how skinny they are. But it shows how powerful humans are. They actually look pretty darn healthy despite the horrible. And they still have their human dignity. They have pretty makeup on and stuff, the girls do. But they live in these facilities. They have forced abortions inside. That's on record. They do a scan every month. These people, these poor people, pray for them, folks. We'll be right back with Rosa Corey.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Looking back on 2012, I know personally I'm thanking God that my family and I made it through the year. From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy, our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. My friends at eFoods Direct hear from customers every day that are fortunate to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. Danny from New York City wrote in following Hurricane Sandy and said, "Almost all the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and my niece. Bottom line, it's better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. Heed common sense's warning and do what I've done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. They have the best tasting long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask about the Alex Jones special or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get self-sufficient today. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
You got a business. That you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go back to Rosa Corey here in just a moment. I'm going to give the number out if you've got questions or comments for her. She'll be with us till about 5 after next hour. Then we've got our next guest in studio. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. First-time callers on this Friday, your questions or your statements on Agenda 21. And this is global governance. It's all under UNESCO. That's why it's global standardized training on every front, on every issue, social, cultural, religious, economic. It's so diabolical. Now, again, the book, Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, is available, the lowest price you're going to find anywhere, matching her price, at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase supports our work. You ought to buy these by the cases. and give them to city planners and others to identify if they're a conscious operative, or a lot of them read it and wake up and resist, and Rosa can talk about that. So the good news is this is so diabolical and so on record that if we just expose them and resist them, we're beating them all over the place, and that's why they are screaming bloody murder. A year ago, they said this didn't exist. Now they're going, of course it exists. It's good, and you people are stopping us. So we're going to be talking about that in a moment. Now, the new issue, the February issue of InfoWars magazine, is out. The hard copy, 60-page, big color glossy, with an image of the 50 states forming a gun. Why the tyrants want your guns. And this is guaranteed to sell out. Sometimes the magazine sells out in 4 or 5 days. We put 70,000 on the streets in Texas and sell 30,000. We hold back some. You can either buy them in bulk in groups of 10 up to 100 at cost, or get a one-year subscription. And when you get the one-year subscription, while supplies last, we are also able to then generally put in the last issue, a few that we hold back. So you can subscribe at InfoWarsStore.com. Or you can buy them in bulk while supplies last at InfoWarsStore.com. Or you can call toll-free 888-253-3139. Again, that's 888-253-3139. An amazing magazine. People are blown away by it. And it's a pamphlet. It's a 60-page color pamphlet that you can buy at cost to give to people to wake them up. It is an InfoWar. And finally, you know, 4 years ago, we sold the Obama Joker socialism shirt. Really, it's fascism, so we had both variants. But we only sold it for about a year, and then I said, I'm never going to sell it again. We may sell a different design later. Our great graphics designer, Janae Meadows, she put together the Obama tyrant shirt that I'm holding here in my hands. And it is Obama the Joker, and it says tyrant, InfoWars.com. When people then ask you what it's about, it's a great conversation piece to wake them up. And on the back, we've taken our most popular T-shirt ever and put that on the back, InfoWars.com, an AK-47 with the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed on the back, and the words come and take it. So I think this is going to end up being the best T-shirt, most popular ever, and that's how we fund our news operation and everything here and fight these globalists. Now, before I go back to Rosa, I want to say this about guns. The NRA, I saw a statement they put out yesterday, and in the past they were like, yeah, we think there should be background checks for everybody. Get rid of private sales even to your neighbor of a gun. And they were asked, why have you changed and said you're not against private sales now? And they said, because the system doesn't work, criminals will still have guns. Well, let me take that one further, and then we're going to go to our guest. Let me take that one further. We don't trust the system. Yeah, it sounds reasonable to have a mental background check and a bunch of background checks to get a gun. And if angels were running things, the good angels, then I would be for it. The globalists have taken the guns everywhere in the world. While they arm against us, they are taking our guns. Australia took all the semi-autos, then the... Now they're taking the bolt action. It's happened everywhere. These globalists are on record saying they're going to have the abolition of our guns. The UN is on record while they engage in atrocities worldwide. It's the same thing. I like bike lanes. I like, a city ordinance saying you get a tax discount if you put a garden on your roof. I like, things like that. The problem is they take all this good stuff and make it global and selectively enforce it, and that's just the window dressing for all the bad stuff that goes on. And I want to give her the floor for about 10 minutes before we go to calls. I'll stick a sock in my mouth because this information is so important, because I know it's real. I know it's a criminal takeover. It's like if I saw a guy robbing my neighbors, I'd be like, going, hey, Bob, somebody's in your garage. I mean, but this is our liberty, our freedom, our economy. They want to wreck it. They're on record wanting to wreck it. And it's not that environmental stuff isn't reasonable. That's the sugar coating on the cyanide pill to make it taste good. You can give somebody Kool-Aid, Jim Jones, but it had cyanide in it. Tastes like grape Kool-Aid. Going to kill you better than a hammer. Tastes real good, like antifreeze. It tastes good. It'll kill you. And that's what's frustrating is that they all want to sound reasonable, and they want us to sit back and be nice and debate with them in a false paradigm. No, it's time to get aggressive to shake people out of their trance. That's why they're now admitting Piers Morgan was a defeat when I blew up for him. They're now admitting, oh, this is the way to get. Oh, being aggressive does work. Of course it works. They're aggressive. Get aggressive or get overrun. Now, Rosa, I'm going to shut up for 10 minutes. Then we're going to take a few calls for you. But break down, again, the latest on what they're doing, our victories, how we beat them, where you see this going, Rosa Corey.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, first of all, I want to make sure that people know this is the hijacking of the environmental movement. That's why I called my book Behind the Green Mask, because if it didn't look good and sound good, then we wouldn't be going for it. So there is a political and social ideology that goes, you know, that's sort of overarching on this, and it's communitarianism. And Van Jones just called Obama a communitarian. He said that we've gone way too far in the individualistic direction, and we have to pull it back to rebalance towards communitarianism. And what that means is that your individual rights are balanced with the so-called community, and the community can change at any time. What this is about taking away your right to privacy, to your freedom, to live where you wish, to move freely, and to instate instead the power of the community. So this is why it's about consensus and the Delphi technique, where you get invited to give your opinion on a new plan in the center of your town. But if you don't agree with what the direction of that plan is, what the goal is, then you're considered to be fringe and you are ignored. And that's what this is all about. It's about artificial consensus and giving the illusion of community buy-in. So that's why I say awareness is the first step in the resistance, because people need to educate themselves about what this looks like in their town, because you're going to see it called many different things. Your smart meters, you might see it as the international codes. You'll see it as whatever that plan is called, Vision 2025 or One Valley, One Vision or whatever they're calling it in your town. It's the same plan all across the world. And Agenda 21 is the action plan to inventory and control all land, water, minerals, plants, animals, means of construction, education, energy, and information and human beings in the world. That's what this plan is about. Now, we have a chance to fight this. I believe that 2013 is the year of critical awareness all over the world, and we are really breaking through. This is the year where people are understanding that this is a global, regional neighborhood plan. It's global, designed to look like it's coming up from the grassroots, and it is not. So it's up to us. There's no heroes. Nobody on the sidelines here. You know, we've got to get out there and expose these public-private partnerships in our local communities and our towns. We want to educate our local officials and let them know that we will support them if they refuse to take federal grants for Partnership for Sustainable Community grants. We will support them, but if they don't listen to us, we will take them out. We need to recognize that we have power. So what we're doing is, we are getting active in the resistance. We're understanding that you don't wait until it gets violent. You want to call a halt to it while you can. So you want to stop redevelopment projects. This is so-called urban renewal, which actually directs you into city centers. You want to stop them from pulverizing your rural roads to gravel. You want to get out there and protect those farmers that are out there being restricted and regulated to death. They're putting monitoring on wells, private wells. They are, what is happening with your government is that you are looking at treason. Treason is happening in every town all across the world. There are people who think that they're doing the right thing. It's up to us as the informed electorate to let our elected officials know that they are committing treason, and treason has no statute of limitations. There is no statute of limitations, so these people will be held to account. And this is our job. There are way more of us than there are of them, and we need to expose collaborators, speak out, anti-Delphi these meetings, and work together to break that left-right paradigm, because that terrifies those who are in power. And we can do it. We are doing it all over the world. I'll actually be in Texas in March. I'm traveling all across the country speaking out. And
exciting.
People are joining me. This is tremendous. We are really getting movement across the world.
And by the way, you know, the globalists operate like we don't read their own websites and white papers. Talk about their panic button. They're not just freaking out in the Washington Post, New York Times, admitting we're fighting them globally. They are panicking in their own white papers right now. What's hurting them the worst? I mean, I guess just exposure. People go to the meetings. No one's allowed to even talk. They just tell you, you know, what to believe, or even if you do, they then certify it. I mean, people understand what's happening here.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we have a series of videos online called Near Riot at Delphi Meetings, which are really great. And the thing is that people now are beginning to recognize what it looks like, because they've been told, you know, these controlled opposition people will tell you not to talk about Agenda 21. And, you know, you're being directed by people who are infiltrating your
exactly.
Your
They'll group. Say it's discrediting to talk about Agenda 21 and the UN biological diversity assessment. It's just, don't do that. That is how they're controlling people.
Mm-hmm, yeah, that's what controlled opposition looks like. So you need to show up and occupy those government meetings and talk about Agenda 21 sustainable development. Let them know that you know what it is. Those three pillars of Agenda 21 are economy, ecology, and social equity. And when you see that together, you want to break that down. And you want to advise your elected officials that you are going to take them out if they don't drop this out. You've got to remove yourself from this money coming from the federal government that is funding these plans. And then that money is coming from corporations and nonprofits. So what you want to do is break that cycle and refuse to participate. You want to be the resistance.
Right. That's right. All the big mega corporations, they put tiny seed money in to get the politicians. Mm-hmm. They conduit federal HUD money and others, just like Akron, but in 100 other groups plus, back to them, to then let them take over the local government, take over the infrastructure, and then have their buildings subsidized and go tax-free while not letting you fix your roof.
You know, that's right. And it's not only in land use. We're talking about education with a Common Core standards where teachers no longer can teach, where students are being restricted. I'm sure, Alex, you know about those little kids, the six-year-olds who got suspended from school for using their fingers like guns and saying bang,
it's
bang.
It's total Soviet mind control.
Right. This is what we're talking about is actually social engineering and restricting human beings so that they literally don't know what is right and what is wrong. And this is how you break down a society. You want to talk about a hostile takeover. That's what this is.
The authoritarians, I've read countless books, Bernays and others, they say, we have them do, we tell them ridiculous things are bad. We tell them common sense things are bad. We tell them good things are bad, so they feel guilty and off balance and will do whatever we say. They're giving them a guilt complex. Mm-hmm. And again, the teachers don't know. They're just given the programming, the handbooks. It is meant to prepare children to believe they're criminals. It is pure evil.
That's right. We need to refuse to participate, refuse to give your personal information, refuse to collaborate, refuse to pay, nonprofits, refuse to give donations, and refuse to volunteer. If you're a teacher, refuse. We need to do this together. There are so many of us who are becoming aware. We need to stand tall, stand together, and refuse this indoctrination that we're getting.
How freaked out is the enemy right now?
They are so freaked out. It's incredible. They were thinking they were going to pull this off and be able to. They're in the end game. But you know what? We are giving them a run for their money, and we will prevail because this is not going to fly. People are not willing to allow their entire culture to be destroyed in order to be moved into these mega units in centers of cities. You know, your town, whatever your little town is, that is a collector feeder town, and that will be closed down, and you'll be moved into the huge city. Take a look at mega regions on our website. This is a project.
Oh, they've openly announced it. I'm in this particular mega region, and they admit that you're not going to be able to live in these little towns unless you have special permits. That's all under the original UN maps where half the country's off limits. I mean, this is so diabolical.
It's true, but you know what? We do have them on the run. When you start seeing this, they're vilifying me in the press. That's when I know I'm winning. When they're actually out there talking about this and they're saying, oh, that Agenda 21, that's a good thing, when they wouldn't even admit that it existed for 20 years, you know, then you know you're winning. We are out there. We are bringing up the truth, and nobody is going to be left behind. Nobody on the sidelines. No heroes. We all work together. That's another reason. You know what? My book is a great opportunity for you to get up to speed on this quickly, and we've got 20 pages in the back on what you can do. So you want to educate yourself and others as quickly as you can.
Absolutely. I want to come back and take two short segments of calls. Then we have a Pastor Stephen Anderson and I in here talking about the police state and the new film and a lot more. But Rosa Corey's our guest, author of Behind the Green Mask, available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. We're about to go to break in about a minute. Any other key points you want to relay to people right now?
Yeah, you know, this plan is predicated on sharing information. That's part of Agenda 21. It's all about sharing our info through technology. This is a technocracy.
Yes.
And so every part of your life is being shared. You have no personal privacy. You need to break that paradigm and refuse to cooperate.
That's why they want you in the megapolises with the face scanning cameras, the controls, where they can turn the taxes up to bankrupt anybody they want and literally render you down to people living in jail cells. That's their plan. Turn the cities into giant medium security prison grids. I mean, it's while the elite live in the country and are exempt flying there by jet copter.
That's exactly right. This is about controlling populations, restricting ability to move freely and to speak out.
But they're going to have model, and Austin is it, model mega cities where the elite lives that are quasi-exempt. It's so incredible. I mean, these people, it's a science fiction movie, folks. You're living in a science fiction movie. You've got to read her book. You've got to see my film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. This is a stated on-the-record program. These are criminal authoritarians. You've got to realize they are your mortal enemies.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
I read part of the Telecommunications Act in 96, and it said by October 1st, 2001, all cell phones had to have a tracker chip in them to track you via satellite triangulation, via the cell towers, and the government would be able to dial in and listen to your phone even when it's off. It was all there. And that they would start sending you messages onto your phone. And it described text messages and others. It described smartphones. They're like 30 years ahead of us. Here's Fox News. Text on missing kids startles cell users. And this is out of Los Angeles. They first tested on the East Coast, now the West Coast. Now it's happening in Austin. My crew are getting these. And they say now it's going to be presidential announcements. Your smartphone will break in and it'll be Obama. I mean, people of Earth, we are the Galaxian Empire. I mean, it's total control. The police are being trained to set up checkpoints to take your guns. It's already happening to veterans in New York. Checkpoints. They just randomly pull you over a checkpoint, search your car. 30-round mag, 5 felonies. I mean, they're coming. This is how they're going to purge us. And you're like, well, I'll just turn my guns in. They're still coming. These are authoritarians. Oh, we're in so much trouble. I just can't believe it's actually happening. And there are a lot of people that want power. Here it is. FEMA implements special chip in cell phones to send out alerts. I've told people about this 16 years ago, and they looked at me like I was a space alien. Ladies and gentlemen, they're running army checkpoints all over the country. They're having hardcore army drills everywhere and saying the army's going to respond to extremists now in America. They're getting ready for the organized collapse where they'll pose as the saviors and try to then bring us under their control. That's part of the plan, is a stepped process of collapses. Rosa Corey, we're going to take a few calls, but your comment on what I just covered.
Well, you know, it goes worse than that, because there's something called mandatory volunteering. And if you haven't caught on to that, it's basically slavery. This is the trend where you're going to be expected to do your mandatory volunteering if you want to get anything from the so-called community. So we're talking about restrictions on every aspect of your life.
It's not enough to pay 70% on average if you actually work to the government one way or another. Now, well, Rahm Emanuel said you're going to serve at least 2 months every year, up to age 65.
Yeah, that's right. Lifelong learning and participation in your community.
Which means
that's
brainwashing.
Giving back. That's it.
Yeah, we're not doing enough. Let's go ahead and take a call from a listener who's listening on KKGM up in Dallas-Fort Worth, 1630. Ryan, you're on the air. Go.
Hi. There was two ladies that recently got arrested for their smart meters. I want to know, Rosa, did you hear anything about that? Because I have a similar story.
Okay. Yeah, sure. That's in Naperville. And, you know, a very good friend of mine, Thelma Tarmina in Houston, actually held a gun on the guy who was going to put one on her house. So, you know, this is people are resisting and fighting smart meters. Smart meters are, of course, part of United Nations Agenda 21.
And for those that don't know, they admit that, and all the new appliances, and the CIA director admitted, Petraeus said, we're spying on you through your, quote, washing machine. All the new ones, it dials in and monitors you. I mean, they're putting a giant eavesdropper on your house.
Check this out, Alex. I don't know if you knew this, but you know how they crush the old cars? Well, they're going into, you know, like Goodwills and stuff and buying up old appliances and crushing those so that you won't be able to get an old appliance that doesn't have a chip in it.
They know what they're doing, boy.
Mm-hmm. That's what the design is. So
think of the diabolical evil, folks. I mean, this is a nightmare.
Yeah, but you know what? We are going to win this. We need to work together. Let's get the information out to people.
I agree. Ryan, what happened to you real fast?
I had a sign. I listened to the lady from Democrats versus Agenda 21, the lady that you have on. Anyways, I put a sign on. I wrote a bunch of letters to the proper officials. Mm-hmm. I even put a lock onto the smart meter. They came through, trespass, you know, with the sign said exclusively that you're allowed on my property, but not to switch out the meter. They ripped the sign down, took off the lock, put in the smart meter. I called the lady, actually talked to the PR people.
And by the way, stay there.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.